It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story we first ran about a year ago. And this story begins in South Florida, where Len Testa grew up. Every year, Len and his family would pile into the minivan to go to Disney World. And he loved it. But like everyone else, he hated waiting in those long lines.
And the summer before I went to graduate school, I took a trip to Disney World with my twin sister. And we waited for 2 hours in line for this ride called the Great Movie Ride. And I was baking in the Florida sun. I thought to myself, you know, my God, there's got to be a better way to do this.
And in fact, there was a better way to do this. And Len was the right guy to figure it out because he was going to graduate school to study computer science.
And I went to my thesis advisors and I said, I want to write a computer program that solves this problem.
And so Len decided to do his entire master's thesis on basically the most efficient way to visit Disney.
Yeah, the first paper I ever wrote was in 1997. This is 10 years before the iPhone. I said, you know, one day we're going to walk through a park and we're going to have these handheld devices. It's going to have GPS and something's going to be feeding it the wait times for the rides, and it will optimize your route as you're walking through the...
Okay, so Len eventually worked out an algorithm that would help people breeze through Disney based on how busy the rides were at any given moment. And when the iPhone eventually came along, Len turned that program into an app.
You tell the app the rides you want to ride and the shows you want to see and the meals that you want to eat, and the app will tell you the order in which you should do those things to minimize your wait in line.
Len's app first came out about 8 years ago, and I actually stumbled across it and his company Touring Plans when I was planning my own family's trip to Harry Potter World. So, Len?
Yes.
So I have to tell you, I downloaded this thing, and it worked. I mean, we would have been stuck for, like, hours. And is that pretty typical? I mean, how much time can an average family save if they use the app?
So on a busy day, we can save you 4 hours in line pretty easily.
Okay, but here's the thing. If your app works like Waze, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a situation very often where I'm driving home, and then Waze is like, no, quick, make a right turn here. And then I'm going through, like, this windy suburban street, and, like,
yeah.
But I notice there are, like, four cars behind me and four in front of me. They're also using Waze, and I'm like, this is the Wazeification now of driving. So what happens when everybody at the park is using your app? Does it stop saving you time?
Right, so we thought about that early on, and here's what we do. We know when we're sending people to each ride, and we know how many people each ride can handle in a given hour. Let's say we send you to Dumbo at noon, and we know that it takes about 3 seconds for Dumbo to handle every person in line. When we send you and your family of four to Dumbo, we will add 12 seconds to the wait time so that the next family gets whatever the wait time was plus 12 seconds. And we're constantly adjusting that throughout the day.
By the way, Len's app is free, but the company makes money by charging a $15 subscription for the other specialized data about when to visit Disney parks and how to map out your trip. And recently, Len was able to take the technology from his app and spin it into another company that helps patients with diabetes figure out what drugs they should take. Meanwhile, he expects Touring Plans will make about $1.5 million this year.
I mean, I tell people all the time I have the greatest job in the world. My job is to go to Disney World and make sure other people have fun doing it.
Len Testa is the founder of Touring Plans. If you want to find out more about Len or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.